As the executor of Mr. Muldoon's estate, I have been empowered to read Mr. Muldoon's last will and testament.
Well, get on with it. The bar's open soon.
Oh, poor dear Arthur!
Oh, there, there, Jenny. I never worked for a kinder man.
This is so predictable. If you will all be seated, I will proceed with the reading.
I knew it.
Ha!
I, Arthur Durham Muldoon, being of sound mind and body,
ah, that's a laugh,
do hereby divide up my considerable estate as follows. To my overly emotional sister, Jenny.
Jenny, darling, he's talking about us.
Oh.
Who grubbed from me, grubbed for everything she could get her hands on, and then cried crocodile tears when I needed sympathy.
What?
To Jenny I leave a boot to the head.
Oh, what?
Oh, Jenny, are you okay?
And another boot to her wimpy husband, Hank.
Ow!
Ha ha ha!
Ah, but still, you are my sister, and you have always admired my Rolls Royce, and since I no longer need it...
Oh, dear Arthur, he's too kind!
I bequeath another boot to the head.
Ow!
And one more for the wimp.
Ow!
Ha ha!
Next to my alcoholic brother.
Hey, I don't want no boot to the head.
To dear Hedge, who has never worked a day in his drunken life.
Come to my head.
I leave my wine cellar and 3 crates of my finest whiskey.
Really?
And a boot to the head.
Ooh!
And one more for Jane the Wimp.
Ow!
Ow!
Next to my know-it-all nephew, Ralston.
This is so predictable.
I leave a boot to the head.
Oh, I knew it.
And one more for Jenny and the Wimp.
Ow!
Ow!
This takes care of family obligations. And next to Mrs. Mulroy.
Oh, I don't want nothing.
To dear Mrs. Mulroy, who cared for me these many, many years, made me laugh, brought me tea.
Oh, I didn't mind.
To Mrs. Mulroy, I bequeath a boot to the head. And one more for Jenny and the Wimp.
Ow!
Ow!
And so, to my cat mittens, I leave my entire vast boot to the head. And finally, to my lawyer, who has helped me on this will, I leave not a boot to the head, but a rabid Tasmanian devil to be placed in his trousers.
Whoa!
And I leave my entire estate of $10 million to the people of Calgary so they can afford to move somewhere decent.